Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice-weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. So I understand Redmond made the top 100 best places to live. That's pretty cool, Jennifer.
Yeah, in the whole country, top 100. Amazing.
Yeah, Redmond landed at number 75 on U.S. News and World Report's Best Places to Live rankings, which officially puts us in the top 100 nationwide. Not bad for our little corner of the East Side. And we should also say, not to start any rivalries, people, everyone, cool your jets in Redmond with what I'm about to say. Kudos also go to Sammamish, which came in at number 21 in the entire country.
Whoa.
That is really cool.
Almost the top 20. Almost.
Almost. You got try harder next year. The rankings look at things like schools, jobs, safety, and overall quality of life. And Redmond held its own against cities all over the U.S. So next time somebody asks, hey, why are you living here? You can just say, because we're in the top 100. The bigger question is, why do you live where you live? Turn it right back at them.
If you've been trying to turn your yard into something bees and butterflies actually want to visit, the Sammamish Valley Pollinator Fest might be worth your time. It's happening Saturday, May 30th, and it's basically a full community event around pollinator-friendly gardening, native plants, and keeping local ecosystems healthy. Dan, you know what? We're turning our yard into a meadow, but also it's like people are wondering why the heck we're not mowing our lawns.
Just because you're lazy. You don't pretend you're trying to turn it into a meadow.
It's for the birds and the bees and the insects and all the little pollinators that love
right.
to come visit
I'm turning, I'm turning our kitchen into a home for worms and slugs. I'm not doing the dishes anymore yet.
They're going to have educational booths, garden-related vendors, activities for kids, and talks from people who actually know how to grow stuff around here without killing everything by August. It's a pretty family-friendly setup and a good excuse to spend part of the afternoon outside. Bring your questions if you're thinking about adding native plants or reworking your garden this summer.
This might be the smartest idea anybody's had for stressed-out teenagers. The Redmond Library is hosting Study with Dogs on Wednesday, May 27th from 5 to 6 p.m., where therapy dogs from Reading with Rover basically hang out while middle and high school kids study, do homework, or prep for exams. No registration needed, and it's designed to be a low-stress space for teens who maybe need a break from staring at schoolwork for six straight hours. It's free, pretty wholesome, and honestly, even adults would probably focus better with golden retrievers nearby. Good option if final season is starting to hit your house and everyone is just going a little nutso.
Every Tuesday, you've got a decision to make. You can either go grab some boring lunch somewhere, or you can head on over to La Tia Angelina for their legendary Taco Tuesday deal. We're talking $1.50 tacos made with authentic recipes straight from Jalisco, Mexico. This isn't some chain restaurant trying to do Mexican food. This is a real family operation that's been perfecting their craft for 5 years. The husband and wife team even have their 5 kids helping out sometimes. You'll find their food truck parked behind the bus stop near the QFC in Bellevue, right next to the Tikka Masala restaurant. They offer student discounts too if you're at Bellevue College. These folks care about their community, and it shows in every single taco they make. That message brought to you by La Tia Angelina.
If you've got little kids and need an easy weekday outing, KCLS is doing outdoor story time again at Farrell McWhirter Park on Wednesday, May 27th from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. They'll be reading nature-themed stories, doing songs, movement, and all the stuff that somehow burns toddler energy without wrecking your house. Storytime happens in the barn area, and all ages are welcome as long as kids come with an adult. No registration needed. Bring a blanket or something to sit on, and it might be smart to bring some sunscreen too, you know, because Mayweather likes to surprise everybody around here.
So if you've never been to the Redmond Saturday Market, this is probably the weekend to fix that. It's the oldest running outdoor market on the East Side, and they're back on Saturday, May 30th from 9 to 2. You'll find fresh local produce, pastries, handmade stuff from local vendors, and usually a couple food trucks parked nearby. It's one of those easy Saturday morning things where you can grab coffee, wander around, and somehow leave carrying vegetables and kettle corn. Go early if you want easier parking and shorter bakery lines.
If you've been wanting to get back into writing or just try something creative without a ton of pressure, Valla Art Center has a free workshop happening Sunday, May 31st from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Poet Catherine Broadwell is leading a session focused on memory, emotion, and writing exercises using things like fableism and braided essays, which basically means exploring different ways to tell stories. All experience levels are welcome, and the workshop is capped at 15 people, so this one will probably fill up pretty fast. You can bring your favorite notebook, show up curious, and see where the afternoon takes you. Here's something most homeowners don't like to think about. You could have a water leak right now and not even know it. Underground leaks don't show up like a burst pipe. There's no water on the floor, your water bill just quietly creeps up month after month until one day you're paying double and you're wondering what happened. Simply Leak Detection finds these leaks without tearing up your yard. They use non-invasive tech to pinpoint exactly where the problem is. Over 300 five-star reviews on Google, they cover the whole East Side, Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue, all of it. We are talking about Simply Leak Detection. If your water bill's been climbing or your meter's spinning when nothing's running, give Lincoln and his team a call, 253-800-1412, or visit them at simplyleakdetection.biz. This message brought to you by Simply Leak Detection.
Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. So Dan, Farrell McWhorter Park is one of Redmond's most popular family spots.
Right, because they have goats, absolutely.
But how did the city get the 68-acre farm? Your choices are, Dan, A, they bought it at auction, B, a woman donated it to the city when she died, C, Microsoft traded it for a tax break, or D, it was seized for unpaid taxes. And your time starts now.
Oh my God. I am going to say, I think the best story would be D, it was seized for unpaid taxes. My final answer.
Unpaid taxes, you say? Well,
yes.
You are wrong.
What? What's the answer?
The answer is B. A woman donated it to the city when she died. Elise Farrell McWhorter was a world traveler who chose Redmond over everywhere else she'd been because she knew it would crack the top 100 best places to live one day. She might even argue it's the best.
She should have hung on a little longer. And I say this, I think this is false. Because you said the woman donated it to the city when she died. I would believe she had to set it in motion before she died.
She did it as a ghost.
If you will just sign here.
She and her husband Earl bought the farm in 1936 for $6,000 from the Hutchison family, who had homesteaded it in 1890. When Earl died in 1966, Elise stayed on the farm alone. She donated all 68 acres to the city upon her death in 1971. The barnyard is still free and open every single day of the year. And yes, Dan, goats.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
We are hearing that a Japanese-French fusion restaurant concept may be looking at Redmond for a second location, and apparently it's tied to a Bothell pastry chef who trained at Michelin-starred restaurants in both Singapore and France. For a rumor, we are getting very specific.
Okay.
The rumor is the menu would lean into Singaporean-style hawker food mixed with French techniques, which really sounds like something people around here would line up for immediately. Now, to be clear, we don't know where this would go, whether the lease is signed, or if Redmond actually wins the location. But if this thing actually happens, it could end up being one of the more unique restaurant openings that we've seen in a long time. So here's our question. Where do you think this place should open? Downtown, over by the RTC, or somewhere hidden in an office park and suddenly becomes impossible to park near? If you've got a guess, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. And while you're over at the Facebook page, make sure you look for the Your Picks post and drop your vote for this question. We want to know what you think is the best nursery in Redmond.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. And we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking in and around Redmond.